This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, for more sports content, we are joined now by Cowboys COO Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. I believe we're shooting for Thursdays at this time. Stephen, we look forward to another season with you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, I've always enjoyed this and looking forward to and excited about our football team. And, you know, we are, as you well know, the Joneses are always optimistic at the end of the day, but we really are. We really like our team. And, of course, one of the big reasons I'm excited about it, and I was a huge Jason Garrett fan, but as a, you know, is about our coach, Coach Mike McCarthy, and, you know, what he's done with his career and what he's bringing to the table here is, I think, going to really, you know, be a plus as well.
We got questions about a lot of different things, but I guess since you started there, let's start there. With McCarthy now, what are we, 5 practices into this thing, when he's actually out on the field and working with these guys, what are some of the things that jump out now that you're seeing him instead of in an interview with you setting, but a coach-the-player setting? What jumps out at you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things of all is he's just, you know, he's very transparent, and I think there's just a sense of real, not that there hadn't been with all the other coaches we've had through here, but, you know, he's just a real transparent guy who, you know, I think the players really trust. And, you know, I've noticed that, you know, when they work, they work, but he also takes really good care of them. He's not maximizing, you know, ever padded practice. He's, you know, he's got his regen day we have halfway through the week, and it's more about cognitive and learning and, you know, doing walkthroughs and doing that and letting them get some time off their leg, you know, off of their feet and letting their legs rest. But, and then, you know, I just like the pace of his practices. And so far, everything that I've seen, you know, our players seem to really respond well, you know, to how he's organizing this camp and getting ready for this season.
Stephen Jones here with us on The Fan. The things that Mike McCarthy talked about in the Peter King article that made sort of the public aware of what he'd been up to in the year away from football, he talked about studying the league and incorporating more of the modern trends. We seeing payoff on that from your perspective?
Absolutely. I think he's big into a lot of detail. And certainly, you know, he's not overloading our players with detail, but he really gets into the detail and pulls out, you know, the things that our players need to be aware of, need to have, need to know. And then the other thing is I really do think he not only pushes it from, you know, being an offensive coach and an offensive coordinator, play caller in his career, overall he's really good, in my mind, about putting players in a position where they can make plays with what they do best. And, you know, when he first walked in here, he told Jerry, myself and Will, let's just pick the very best football players we can get our hands on, and we'll be multiple, and we'll scheme around what they do well and utilize that to help us win football games. And I can already see, you know, see it going on out there where he's putting players in, you know, in positions and places to make plays. And, you know, for instance, too, one of the things that really sticks out, every coach is going to be about the ball, but it seems to be more emphasized than I've ever seen it in terms of getting the ball out on defense and, you know, really trying to improve where we've been over the years and the turnover rankings. We all know if you win that battle, you know, you usually win the game, and I know he's been very focused on that.
Steven, I think most people would look at your roster and think that you guys have built a really good roster, but if you were to have something happen to some of these offensive linemen, life looks dangerous. What happened with Tyron today, and how is he?
Tyron's going to be fine. I mean, that's another deal there. I mean, probably Tyron could have kept practicing, but he knows this is a long journey. He knows, you know, Tyron's probably not one of those that needs every snap in training camp, and he's one of those guys who's been around the block, and, you know, when he felt a little tightness there, Mike just said, your day's over, and certainly that's, you know, I think the way we're going to need to look at this season, because as these guys come in, you just can't substitute a competitive off-season program to what these guys have been trying to do on their own. You know, just when you're competing against one another, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's conditioning, and all of a sudden you don't have that as much, it's difficult. So we're going to have to really have our eyes wide open on when these players are tightening up, those type of things. And he's going to take good care of them. I think he'll have them ready. He told me, he said, they're going to be ready. It may not be till 24 hours before the first game, but they'll be ready by the time the game rolls around.
And how about
good
Lyle?
About, oh, yeah, go ahead, Jeff. That was exactly where I was going. Yep.
How about Lyle Collins when we see reports that he was in a car accident and that I saw Rappaport's like, yep, it was a major car accident, and everybody else is like, well, with Lyle, it was minor. So what do we know about that?
It is. I would characterize it as minor. I'd also be sensitive. Everybody can say, well, you weren't in the car. It's easy for you to say it's minor. But I do think that's the way Lyle characterized it to our group, and I don't think he had anything that was bothering him from the accident. But overall, we feel good that all of you know, our offensive line group, or we don't think there's anything out there going on with the group that would, you know, would keep them from being any type of question mark as we head toward our first game. And then, you know, to the contrary, I do think, you know, this is certainly a world that's unprecedented, and we're going to have to, you know, obviously be aware. But I do think we've got as much depth in our offensive line as much as we've ever had there as well. Of course, no one's got to see our guy we paid to be our swing tackle, Cam Irving. But his situation's going to be cleared up, we think, at the latest by the first of next week. And, you know, you got guys, you know, that we drafted high, like Connor McGovern, who's doing a great job out there. We drafted Baidaz, and he's doing a great job there at center. And you know, we got some versatility there as well in some of these guys. So we feel like we've got a great group, a great offensive line group, and some really good coaches coaching them.
With Lyle, do you guys worry at all? Or not? I don't even know if worry is the right word, but apparently he hasn't practiced yet, and we've heard that it's not injury-related, just sort of conditioning. For a guy to show up and not be conditioned and ready to go, is that alarming in any way?
No, I think he's fine. It goes back to really managing these guys. And, you know, I would disagree that it's not anything you know, he's got some things that he's working through. But, you know, Lyle's one of those guys that you never hear about that, because he's not going to use any excuses. He's one of the tougher guys we've had on this team in terms of playing through injuries and situations. And, you know, it goes back to Coach McCarthy's philosophy. We're not kicking off here in a week. We've got a month here to get these guys ready. Obviously, now it's less than a month. We've got about 3 weeks. But he just wants to have them ready to kick off. And especially guys like Lyle and Tyron and some of these guys, it's not like they need multiple training camp practices or they're not going to be ready. They know how to play the game. They're the best at what they do, and we feel good about their situation.
Steven, I want to ask you about a topic that's pretty popular amongst media members right here, with the league limiting information of what reporters can share during practice. We lost our videos, and it hurts, but, you know, I just wanted to understand from your perspective, do you agree with the league policy there from the Cowboys' perspective, and kind of what specific problem are you guys addressing with that rule?
Will you go – what – really, in particular, again, I'm sorry, it didn't quite resonate with me.
Okay, so in years past in Oxnard, you know, all the Cowboys beat writers would be taking videos and giving specific details and sharing live. And
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, these are, you know, whether you're a media person, which we certainly know how important the media is to our game. I mean, you help bring the game to our fans. It's huge. Whether you're a coach, whether you're a staff member, support staff member for football, it's just unprecedented times. And what's first and foremost, safety's first and foremost, and we just, you know, our policy has been here organizationally, whether it's when they're going to have free agency, whether we're going to have the draft, delay the draft, you know, they're doing the very best they can up there at the league level to get this season in a place, and I think they've done a great job where we can play football this season. It's certainly, as we all know, you watch the other leagues work through it. It's not easy, and, you know, everybody's going to have issues with everything that pertains to them, whether you're, as you said, whether you're media, whether you're an owner, whether you're a football staff member, whether you're a coach, a player. You know, you're going to have your question marks and concerns into different degrees. I do know it's what we're trying to pull off is, you know, play these football games and play them for our fans. I think we need it. I think the country, you know, needs a respite. It may be misplaced, but I do think it is a way to get away. And, you know, you can always question certain policies, but our deal has been, and Mike and Jerry and myself and Will have talked about it, hey, it doesn't do you any good to have complaints. I mean, there's going to be situations this year that are going to be unprecedented because competitively it may not seem fair. And they've made that real clear with all 32 teams that, you know, some teams are going to have fans, some teams aren't. Some teams may play for your games. You just don't know. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get the full, you know, and feel so positive that it's going to happen. We're going to play a full season, play playoffs, and play a Super Bowl and have a Super Bowl champion. That's our goal.
The no reporting on sort of depth chart formation, injuries during practice, all of that, that's a Coach McCarthy thing, right? That's not a league thing?
Some are him, some are the league.
Okay, so what I wonder is, from Jerry's perspective, did he and Jerry have to talk about that? Because I know if we take a video of a catch,
we won't get into the detail of how we do our policy.
Okay, all right.
Can we get a thought here? We got a story on Dez Bryant goes into Baltimore, worked out, did not get a deal so far. What kind of a shot do you think he has of reviving his career? And at the top of his career with the Cowboys, wasn't he very much in consideration for best wide receiver in the game, Stephen?
Absolutely. I mean, Dez had an amazing career here. No one thinks more of Dez Bryant than the Cowboys. I would never bet against him in terms of you know, his will to want to compete. He's a fierce competitor. And I know he loves the game of football and obviously wants to come back and play the game. And so, you know, like I said, whether if you ask me a couple questions, he was definitely in consideration in his prime, and we paid him as such as being one of the best, if not the best receiver in the game. Like I said, had an amazing career, and I wouldn't bet against that competitiveness in his heart that he could ultimately figure out how to get on a team and make a difference for a team.
I've tried to get everybody, Steven, to not have big expectations for Aldon Smith, because it's like, man, that's not fair. It's been 5 years, but everything we hear is that he looks incredible and basically like he never left. What's the early returns on Aldon Smith through your eyes?
Well, as you said, you know, that's a big leap of faith when a guy sat out, competing at the level of the NFL for 5 years. But boy, he has been so impressive, and you can tell he's put so much work into both his off the field challenges as well as getting himself ready to compete at a high level. And you get to find that out real quick when your partner that you're competing against every day is Tyron Smith. And he's certainly making Tyron better, and certainly he's holding his own and more in terms of his practice and what he's doing. And, you know, that's one of the things when when we have these situations, in the defensive line, that's why we wanted to have so much depth, because, you know, there are some things that, we're betting on, whether it's a Gerald McCoy, which, we were aware that, he had some issues with his leg before, whether it's a Randy Gregory or an Aldon Smith. All these things are things that, you know, they're not given in this game. And at the same time, we feel really good about them. But that's why it was – we felt like when the opportunity was there to get Everson Griffin and, you know, add depth to that group, and especially pass rushing depth, that it was important to get that deal done.
Well, it's been amazing to watch you guys put this whole thing together. Is everybody okay from today, Jordan Lewis too?
I think he'll be just fine. You know, all these guys, I don't see anybody other than Gerald McCoy that we can't totally count on to start the season.
Sweet. Continued best of luck to you. Give him hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. I look forward to having this season with you today.
Yes, sir. Same to you. There he goes, Stephen Jones, Cowboys COO, Thursdays about 4:15, 4:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.